Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left is trying to wear you down, and I want you to think about that. They want to wear you down. It, for everybody that tells you, oh, Kevin, you know, this thing with Trump, it's just that we just need to move on, it's because they're being worn down. You are going to have to show more resolve in the next year than you have probably in your entire life. The left has been caught in almost every lie in what was called a conspiracy theory, and yet people are still walking free. Wu flu lies. There are people still scared to death. They're walking around with masks, young, fairly young people. Before, go back a decade, they wouldn't even imagine wearing a mask. Now, if you still want to wear one because you're like, well, I'm going to be on a plane, and, you know, it is optional. I still think most of them are virtue signaling. Melissa and I saw a young couple, weirdo couple, really, and they had the full-blown mask like you would go fumigating for bugs or like if it was in an irradiated area. You should have seen them. It wasn't like the beefy mask, you know, where just, you know, beefier than the normal flimsy one. I mean, it had knobs on two sides. They looked like big old warthogs. It was ridiculous. And they're looking, I mean, I can only imagine they were breathing like, it was insane. And they, if I'm lying, I'm done. They had to be under 25 years old. And if you're that sick, do you even really want to travel with other people? I mean, they looked healthy. I mean, I'm not telling you, they were not frail. They hadn't missed any meals. I can tell you that much. Anyway, Wu flu lies, vaccine lies, saw that a CBS anchor, 51 years old, or CBS lady, I don't know what she does, but producer or something, 51 years old, died. A weightlifter. I mean, a healthy dude, vaccinated, died. They aren't telling you about it. Remember, we had sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. They stopped talking about it. You think it stopped? More people are dying because of COVID vaccines today than there were a year ago, and they haven't said a word. Shh, don't tell anybody. And what about Kamala Harris? What did she say that their agenda was?
About the impact on something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Oh yeah, folks, they have they're bold enough to tell you outright what they're doing. We invest in clean energy and reduce population when more of our children can have clean air. What? More of whose children? See, even though she used the pronoun our, do you think it was for the greater good, or do you think they were talking about their children? Their meaning the elitist, the chosen ones. You think you're one of them. Do you think if the world ends today, they come get you? There's a knock at your door? They're trying to wear you down. They are saying out loud in your face what they want to do. They want to reduce the population. By the way, many people, not just me, told you what Wu flu was all about. COVID was nothing more than a depopulation of the world exercise. Have you heard Bill Gates speak on this? This guy is reckless, and I mean, he wants fewer people. And here's what I've argued. So do you. You want it. You may not say it's 8 billion people. I don't know what the world can support. I know this. Pretty much the population goes up all the time. We're living longer, right? So what's the number? Is it $100 billion? Because there comes a point where we do have to tackle this issue. But here's what I don't like. I don't like the way they're tackling it. Because they're just telling you, you know what we're going to do? We're going to chemically, think of it as chemical depopulation. Just like they chemically castrate people, they're chemically going to depopulate. Who makes that decision? You think you're going to be in on those meetings with the Bilderbergs and the other conspiracy theory things? Because let me tell you, somebody at the highest level is looking at this and saying, we're going to reach this at this time. We have to start doing something now. And they are already making those decisions. And you want to know who it is? People with money. It's not about science for Bill Gates. It's about I'm a billionaire, multi-billionaire. I get to sit in a room. I get to feel better, bigger, more important than anybody else. Why? By virtue of his money. He thinks he's better. Release Bill Gates out in Compton and let's see how much his money gets him. Just saying, he's one person. No stronger vote than anybody else. Now, should we be looking at this realistically? Absolutely. But how about we do it openly and honestly and not let a bunch of multi-billionaire bureaucrats who are ripping us off decide to do it? You've seen these movies, folks. Hollywood is not, I forget the name, End Time? Is that the movie where all the rich people buy their time? I want you to understand, if you end up with some sort of a robot-type body, and they can give you more time, that gives you more health. If you know how in video games they give you health points, you can go grab some food or whatever, and your little character will give more time. Don't think that's just movies and video games. There are people out there working on this stuff. If you think that the people who've tapped the genome, the human genome, haven't been given an unlimited amount of money in order for the wealthiest people in the world to figure out how to outlive you, how to out-survive you in any circumstances, you're out of your mind. They're telling you, folks, because they want, they can manipulate everything. We've only gotten to a couple of things. We're talking about Wu Flu and climate change. Smart grid, electric vehicles, things that the government can monitor and control. That's what this is about. So when we get back in the next segment, I'm going to talk more about what they're doing to wear you down and how this fits into what's going on with Donald Trump. Don't think for one second Trump's being indicted, folks. This is an indictment of you and me. Those of us who dare support him, they want to scare you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's get back to the science of it.
But it's not science. You're not quoting science.
Well, you're the science expert. You got the political science degree. Look, let me ask you this. What's the consensus on parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere?
About 406, 406 today.
Okay, 406. Are you aware...
350 being the level that scientists have said is dangerous.
Okay, are you aware... 350 is dangerous. Wow. Are you aware that since mammals have walked the planet... the average has been over 1,000 parts per million?
Yeah, but we weren't walking the planet. Let me just share with you that we now know that definitively at no point during at least the past 800,000 years has atmospheric CO2 been as high as it is today.
The reason you chose 800,000 years ago is because for 200 million years before that, it was greater than it is today. And I'm going to say it for the record.
Yeah, but there weren't human beings. I mean, there was a different world, folks. We didn't have 7 billion people.
So how did it get to 2,000 parts per million if we humans weren't here?
Because there were all kinds of geologic events happening on Earth which spewed
did
up.
Did geology stop when we got on the planet?
Mr. Chairman, this is just not a serious conversation.
Your testimony is not serious. I agree.
What a great question. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. Did geology stop when we got on the planet? See, what John Kerry doesn't want you to know is that all these other mammals were living when the CO2 levels were triple what they are that he says we can't sustain. Now, I'm only playing this stuff to make a point. That they lie openly to your face. They hold congressional meetings about it, make themselves look like they're experts. John Kerry, hold on, we've got the numbers here, and here it is. We got another clip of John Kerry. He's grilled about, does he own a plane? And listen to this commentary, how he finally ends up. Because this is more telling than anything I could tell you. Listen to what he says when he's asked about having a private jet.
So I just don't agree with your facts, which began with the presentation of one of the most outrageously persistent lies that I hear, which is this private jet. We don't own a private jet. I don't own a private jet. I personally have never owned a private jet. And obviously, it's pretty stupid to talk about coming in a private jet from the State Department up here. It just honestly, if that's where you want to go, go there.
You just testified under oath that you never owned a private jet. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter into the record article here from February 15th of 2023. The John Kerry family private jet was sold shortly after accusations of climate hypocrisy. Mr. Secretary, do you stand by that testimony that you've never owned or
I personally,
your family?
I
your family?
Personally, yes. My wife owned a plane.
I'm pretty sure you caught it, right? See, that's the wiggle room that politicians like. That's why I can't stand them. Oh, I personally never owned it. Oh, let me ask you this. Have you personally been in it? My wife owned it, not me. Well, so it's not community property. It's not in his name. He could continue with his farce as long as he could say it wasn't mine. And then, of course, they quietly sold it. In 2023, after so many times that Kerry's had his butt in and out of the private jet. And you know what he does now? He uses a jet service. That way he's got complete, you know, he can throw his hands up. I don't own any jets. I just take them whenever I want. I violate all the tenets of being a good steward of climate farce, but... People are unbelievable. Where do we go to next? Let's do J6. January 6th. Election cheat. I'm just telling you what they put right in front of your face because they want to wear you down. Here's John Kerry. They want to wear you down with climate change. So what does he do? He pretends he doesn't take private jets. So does Greta Thunberg or whatever her name is. She pretends she doesn't take private. They take private jets. They live a completely different life. They use more carbon footprint than you do as they lecture you because they're going to beat you down. And then what are they doing behind the scenes? Trying to radicalize, rationalize their lies. We never had a what jet. You've never seen me in a what jet. What are you talking about? Same way with Wu Flu. What? We didn't lock down the economy. We didn't tell people they had to get the shots. Not us. Population control. What do you think climate change is? You implement all this stuff for climate change. You know what happens? People can't grow food. People are going to starve to death. I want to, folks, when you're thinking about forget it for us. We're going to die fat, dumb, and happy. But what about your kids? What about your grandkids? Some of you have great grandkids. How are they going to, what's going to be left for them? What world? This crooked world? Where everything in front of them is nothing but a made-up lie. Forget AI. You don't need artificial intelligence. They lie to your face. January 6th is a lie to your face. Election cheating. It was openly done. Joe Biden's health. The dude he's got one foot on a grave, another on a banana peel. The Biden crime family, in your face corruption. The DOJ and the FBI helping these crooks do what they do. I saw this headline, folks. I thought it was not true. I didn't believe it. Thought it was a joke. That they're going to indict Trump. I thought, whatever. He could be arrested again. On J6, the farce, if anybody should be indicted, it's the DOJ, particularly the FBI, from top to bottom. And all the Democrats who conspired with them. The FBI is nothing more than a protection arm for the left, a.k.a. the Democratic Party. But somehow, Donald Trump has been made, he's the boogeyman for January 6th, a completely made-up farce, where you got a guy named Ray Epps who was instigating all this stuff. Nothing happened to him. I saw a story where he'd been arrested. I couldn't find anything on it. My producers couldn't either, but he should be. And if we got his phone records and we dug into him the way they're digging into Trump, what would we find out? What do you think? By the way, you know that guy with the horns that they arrested? I don't know, isn't it QAnon, whatever? I don't know his name. But he's been quietly released from jail. I saw a Twitter post from him. He says, hey, I'm out. You want to know how he got out? Because they got the actual video footage of this guy being given a guided tour of the Capitol by Capitol Hill police. What insurrection? Was it burned down? Can you imagine what Antifa would have done inside of there? Speaking of Antifa, have you heard of anything close to what is happening to the January 6th people? People who were just there, who you haven't heard from. Hundreds of them, I'm told. I don't know how many. Treated like enemy combatants. And we know with 100% certainty the Democrats put this together, got the FBI to conspire with them, the Capitol Hill police. And here we are.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The judge overseeing the Trump classified documents case suggesting the start of the trial may be pushed back past the mid-December date proposed by prosecutors. Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel said she filed charges against 16 false electors who signed paperwork claiming former President Trump won the 2020 election. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has met with a senior Chinese official in Beijing as a private citizen. The 100-year-old diplomat's trip comes after a number of Biden officials have traveled to Beijing in the past month in an effort to stabilize relations between the U.S. and China. Record-breaking heat still scorching the southern U.S. Phoenix yesterday, reaching 110 degrees for the 19th day in a row. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lies, lies, and more lies. We got some updates here. You ready for this story? The COVID deaths, they finally have admitted they overstated them. They were overhyped. This is an article from the New York Times, folks. Lots of health statistics can be deceiving, especially when comparing countries to countries and even region to region. Actually, this is from Hot Air, but it's regarding the New York Times. It's written by Kevin Bass. Says it can be intensely frustrating when non-comparable stats are used to make a point, usually a political point. Now, before I go on, because I'm going to do an entire show on COVID nonsense, and this fits right in there, I may just cover this a little bit so I can cover it with the entirety of the COVID BS, because we've got Ted Cruz saying Fauci should be arrested. Tell us what we don't know. I mean, yes, he should be arrested. Back to the article. The most obvious case is comparing infant mortality statistics between countries. The U.S. often looks bad in these comparisons, but that is mostly due to the fact that we actually count mortality of infants while other countries bury the data by excluding a lot of deaths from their statistics. A number of countries classify early deaths of infants who were live births as being stillborn, for instance. In the U.S., we count any baby born alive who subsequently dies in our infant mortality statistics. Another case is COVID stats, where the U.S. ranks pretty poorly, as with infant mortality. Despite years of being told that the U.S. government has been rigorous, in properly counting COVID deaths, everybody who has a working brain should have figured out by now that the U.S. has grossly overcounted deaths from the virus. I said this years ago. I didn't need for people to tell me they were gross. I knew it was not only that that it was grossly overcounted. It was part of the plan. It wasn't like, oh, we screwed up and carried the 3, whatever. No, there was no rounding error. There was no mathematical error. They intentionally did it. Everybody who went to the hospital died of COVID. Everybody died of COVID. He goes on to say, there were a lot of reasons for that. There was an actual financial incentive to do so, with the government paying larger sums to healthcare providers for COVID patients and paying the death expenses of those who died from COVID. So, okay, let me tell you what happened in the black community. If you said to somebody, look, your grandma's dead. If you let us count it as COVID, then the hospital gets some money and we will cover the funeral. Done. You want to know why? Because black folks don't like having to go into our wallets during funerals to pay the undertaker. I've seen it happen many times. Passing the plate at a funeral. Don't even get me started. Passing the plate at a funeral. I was a kid watching old black folks in my family argue because they were like, why we got to put in so much more? Hey, we cousins and stuff, but we third cousins. You know, people just trying to figure out how far away from the dead. How far? They closer. That's cousin so-and-so's daddy. You know? Y'all think I'm lying. And me as a little kid going, what's going on? Why is everybody upset at a funeral? I'm not talking about upset like, oh, poor Uncle Charles, you know, he's going, no, not that upset. Mad because they got to go in their pockets. And I'm telling you this happened more times than it should in any family. Look, I don't know how you pay for funerals in the white folks' world, but you should only have to, in anybody's family, there should only be one funeral where the plate gets passed before the word gets put out. I ain't coming to your funeral. It's like going to Baptist church where they pass, we ain't leaving here. We fill up the offering. He goes on. And of course, the establishment wanted everyone panicked and compliant, and no better way to do that than to claim that every motorcycle accident victim was a COVID death. And he shows that. He points to it. There's a link to that. And then this guy, he says, after relentlessly calling it a conspiracy theory, New York Times and CDC now admit, you ready for the number? Authorities overcounted COVID deaths, overhyped the pandemic. About one-third of, quote, official COVID deaths, or hundreds of thousands of deaths, were not due to COVID. And here's what they have, with versus from. The official number is probably an exaggeration because it includes some people who had the virus when they died, even though it was not the underlying cause of death. Other CDC data suggests that almost one-third of official recent COVID deaths has fallen into this category. This, a study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases, came to similar conclusions. So, number one, I've got the actual statistics, the amount of, was COVID new? Yes, it was a new disease. But the hype in it was so overblown, and now you got to ask yourself, why? Why was it the conspiracy to do everything that we're talking about? Why did we spend trillions of dollars to fight a disease that we now know was not going to kill us at the levels that they were pretending that it was? They lie to your face, folks. Lie to your face. So the question is, who pays for the lies? Is the CDC? Oh, she stepped down, remember? Rachel Walensky, she stepped down. Unceremoniously, but now she's like, I did it for the greater good. Look at everything we did with COVID, man. Unbelievable. What these people are allowed to get away with and what they do get away with. It's pretty sad. What about all these experts and Fauci with the data? I would love to go back and look at the timelines of what they were saying and when they were saying it and then say, okay, you're gone. You're gone. I want these hospital administrators, everybody who was part of this corrupt food chain gone. Why? Because as Bill Gates said, I don't have the quote. I don't think we have this clip, but I watched him say it. He says, if you think this one was something, wait till the next one. He warned us. He openly says, wait for the next one. I talked about Bill Gates earlier. What is it that makes this guy think that he's better than you are, that he should be the one, you know, because what? He came up with some technological thing called Windows, and we're all supposed to pay attention because he's a guru in this stuff? Doesn't make him a guru in everything else. I would venture to tell you that I'm a smarter person, logically, than Bill Gates in terms of dealing with the human condition. I bet you I'm smarter than Bill Gates. I'd be willing to put my life on it. Okay, I'm not going to design windows. But what makes one man better than the other? One man say, I'm the one who gets to do that. The only way that we could do that as citizens of the world is if we really believe that the people making decisions are making the best possible decisions. Let me give you an example. Let's talk about the overpopulation. Let's say that we come to the conclusion that there is no more land, no more water. There's no more technological innovation we can do to support 100 billion people on the planet. And we've got to make that decision. Do you think that there are people that would say, okay, we have to make a decision on who can birth children? Should we even be allowed to birth any children for a while? I've seen movies where they say there's been no children born for the last 10 years, 20 years. Maybe it's because of overpopulation. You think Hollywood just made that up? Or do you think somebody studied it? What about the elderly? Remember Soylent Green, where you get to a certain age and then they would take you and essentially you gave yourself up to be killed peacefully. It was like this amazing euthanasia. You think somebody just came up with it? This is a movie back in the 70s. And I remember Charlton Heston's dad, played by Edward G. Robinson, goes in and gives himself up. Well, if you're going to make a decision on who lives and who dies, don't you think that probably you would make a thing that says, look, if you get to a certain level of health, you're probably up to... In other words, if we're at the end of the time where there's so many people on earth and you got to make a decision, you probably would make a decision that says the elderly have to go. Especially the weak and the feeble. I get the decision-making process, but now you have to ask yourself this. Do you trust the people making the decision? Would it be an Adam Schiff that says, you know what? Let's get rid of all conservatives. How about that? Let's get rid of everybody who espouses conspiracy theories. Like, I don't know, January 6th or Wu Flu or climate farce. Or people who mispronoun folks or misgender them. Who makes that decision? Do you trust the bureaucrats you have right now to make sure that you're going to be okay when the rapture comes?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You can't just look at, you know, you can say that this product is going to prevent this particular disease, but you have to look at the long-term impacts. You know, vaccines, like other medicines, have injuries that have long-term, long diagnostic horizons and long incubation periods that if you do not do long-term studies on a placebo-controlled studies comparing vaccinated populations to unvaccinated populations, you won't do it. Let me just give you one quick other example. The most popular vaccine in the world is the DTP vaccine, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. we banned it. We got rid of it in this country because it was causing injury, brain injury, severe brain injury, or death to one in every 300 children. We used it in the 80s, and that's why there was all this litigation against vaccine companies that precipitated the passage of the Vaccine Act that then gave them immunity from liability. But in Europe, they don't use it. In America, they don't use it. But we give it to 161 million African children a year. So Bill Gates asked the Danish government to support that program and said it saved 30 million lives. The Danish government said, show us the data. He wasn't able to. So they went to Africa and did their own studies. And they looked at 30 years of DTP data. And what they found shocked them all. They found that girls who got the DTP were dying at 10 times the rate of unvaccinated girls. But they were dying of things that nobody had ever associated with the vaccine. They were dying of diphtheria, of anemia, malaria, bilharzia, pulmonary disease, respiratory disease, and pneumonia. And nobody noticed for 30 years that it was the vaccinated girls and not the unvaccinated girls who were dying. And what had happened is these girls were not dying of diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. The vaccine had protected them against those, but it had also ruined their immune systems, and they were unable to defend themselves against other just minor diseases that other kids who had hardy immune systems were able to fend off.
Bill Gates has killed more Africans than Indiana Jones, and he's immune to being called a racist. If you go look at the studies and get the numbers, Bill Gates is an African killing machine. Welcome back, everybody. That was Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if you hadn't figured it out. And he's telling you, oh, yeah, well, DTP, yeah. So the DTP shot worked to get rid of DTP, but it killed the African girls after the fact. You know what else it's doing? You know what else Bill Gates is actually doing that he will never, I mean, well, he's kind of admitting, because Kamala Harris admitted it, population control. They're working in third world nations to make sure that these people do not overpopulate. That's what they're doing. So, I mean, just think about what we knew 25, 30 years ago and what we know today. We can be very specific. I don't know if you guys ever saw the last, James Bond movie? And the bad guy, there's a toxin that the guy made, the scientist in the movie says, I can actually make a disease that will target a specific population of people and eradicate them. That's how sophisticated things are. If you want to get rid of sub-Saharan Africans and let everybody else survive, you could do that. So, what could they dope us with in terms of our food? What could they dope us with in terms of our water? That we take some chemical, and then when they send us out this next chemical, it only reacts to us for the people who, you know, would dare have to, you know, drink the water, eat the food. The switch could be flipped in an instant. And it reminds me of the Bourne series, where they've got these super humans that they've developed, and they take these special protocols of pills, and they change them. At the very end, they say, nope, you no longer need to take the greens and the blues. Just take this yellow. So all these operatives, because they're shutting down the operation, they take the yellow pill. And about 5 days later, they're all doing their normal activities, and every single one of them dies, and a little blood drip comes out of their nose, because it killed them in exactly the same way. How would it do that? How could you be that specific? Science is dangerous when it's in the hands of the wrong people, and our science is in the hands of the wrong people. Anyway, that was just one of the things I was wanted to tell you about that's going on in this country right in front of your faces. By the way, the other one, you want to know what the other one is? It's funny, everybody's talking about over the weekend. Oh, Bongino says that, you know, that the Secret Service knows who left the cocaine in the water. Really? So it took Bongino to tell you that the Secret Service knows who did it? Let me tell you what else the Secret Service and the DOJ know. They know who the Supreme Court leaker is. They know all the people involved with January 6th. They know who's cheated in the elections. They know who lied to the FISA courts. They know all of it. There's no secret here. So, they know, according to Bongino and others, they know this information and they won't tell us. Really? You shocked by this? You shocked that they won't tell you? Well, I wonder who did. I tweeted, Secret Service, let me guess. I'm going to guess that it's probably Hunter Biden's. Why am I guessing this? Well, it's because I have common sense. If you won't tell us, then it means it's somebody that you think is important, that you're willing to cover up for. Who have you been covering up for? Well, let's just connect the dots. The crackhead who has complete access to the White House and probably has his coke doled out in little baggies like that so he knows how much, you know, if he's portion controlling. So I can tell my kids, my son, youngest son, I go, hey, when you get open a big bag of Doritos, take out what you're going to eat, put it into a little Ziploc or something, put the rest of them back. Because when you just sit there eating them, that's when they disappear. And I'll come to them 2 days later and go, how could you have eaten a jumbo bag of ranch-flavored Doritos in 2 days? It's like 5,000 calories. And, well, Dad, I was just doing my homework. Yeah, you're doing your homework, just eating, and then you skip regular meals. Cheetos or whatever, Doritos, are not a meal. They're a snack. And you get a few of them, you get a handful, you put the rest away, and that's portion control. And it shows that you, because I'm all constantly on them about this, you have to be able to show that you have the ability to control yourself. That's why I tell people, I don't do drugs. Well, Kevin, you should. You're defeating the purpose because you should say, oh, I can do a drug, and I did it, so I wanted to prove I could control myself. Nice try, trying to make me into a drug addict. No, the control is saying, I don't want to even eat a Dorito because I might eat the whole bag. I'm never going to do drugs because I don't know what they'll do, and I don't like knowing the unknown. And when I eat Doritos, I grab them out, I put the rest away, put the bag away, and that's what I'm going to eat. Okay, occasionally I'll go back and open it and get a couple more, but that's it. That's all you're getting out of me. Hunter Biden left that dope in the White House. We know it. It's common sense. And it's a bigger issue than just who left the dope in the White House, as I said when I talked about this subject. It's a bigger issue because dope shouldn't be left in the White House. What else is front and center? You ready? Here's a different Senator Kennedy, and he's talking about Biden failures.
Now listen to me carefully on this. The truth is, I do not hate anyone.
Amen.
I do not hate anyone. I look for grace wherever I can find it. So I say this gently. The Biden administration sucks. You measure it any way you want. COVID, the economy, inflation, the national debt, the border, crime, cancel culture, treating parents like domestic terrorists. Afghanistan, our energy independence, now lost. My God. President Biden has been spectacularly awful. If you put President Biden in charge of the Sahara Desert, he would run out of sand. If the aliens landed in Washington, D.C. tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing.
In your face. Failure. Abject failure in every way, as Kennedy said. COVID. He brings it up. The economy, inflation, the border, cancer culture, Afghanistan, energy independence. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.